I can say I'm glad to be back Lord's house this morning. Glad to see all of you here, able to come, be in the service with us. Those of them that's looking on, we just pray the Lord bless and touch. Have His way in the service today. So you pray for us just a minute. We're going to read you some familiar scripture today out of the book of St. Luke. It's going to be the 15th chapter of the book of St. Luke. Appreciate the privilege, opportunity again to be in the house of the Lord today. You just bear with us. This is familiar scripture. I'm probably going to read all of it. So you just bear with us. Starting with the first verse. It says, then drew near unto him the publicans and sinners for to hear him. And the Pharisees and scribes murmured, saying, this man receiveth sinners and eateth with them. And he spake this parable unto them, saying, what man of you, having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, doth not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that which is lost until he find it? When he hath found it, he layeth it on his shoulders, rejoicing. When he cometh home, he calleth together his friends and neighbors, saying unto them, rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth, more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. Either what woman having 10 pieces of silver, if she lost one piece, doth not light a candle, sweep the house, seek diligently till she find it. When she hath found it, she calleth her friends and her neighbors together, saying, rejoice with me, for I have found the piece which I had lost. Likewise, I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth. And he said, a certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. Not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country. There wasted his substance with riotous living. When he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in the land. He began to be in want. He went and joined himself to a citizen of that country. He sent him into the fields to feed swine. He would fain have filled his belly with the husk that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. When he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger. I will arise and go to my father, will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. He arose and came to his father, but when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. But the father said to his servants, Bring forth the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet. And bring hither the fatted calf and kill it. Let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they began to be merry. Now his elder son was in the field. And as he came and drew nigh to the house, he heard music and dancing. And he called one of the servants, and he asked what these things meant. And he said unto him, Thy brother is come, and thy father hath killed the fatted calf, because he hath received him safe and sound. And he was angry and would not go in. Therefore came his father out and entreated him. And he answering said to his father, Lo, these many years do I serve thee, neither transgressed I at any time thy commandment. And yet thou never gavest me a kid, that I might make merry with my friend. But as soon as thy son was come, which hath devoured thy living with harlots, thou hast killed for him the fatted calf. He said unto him, Son, thou art ever with me, and all that I have is thine. It was meet that we should make merry and be glad, for thy brother was dead and is alive again, and was lost and is found. Now, maybe correctly reading, that's reading the entire chapter, 15th chapter of the book of St. Luke. And I know, as I've said, this is a familiar scripture. Probably not anything in here that you've not heard preached on and that before. But we've got just a little bit of a thought this morning, the Lord being our helper, and we'll try our best to get ourselves out of the way and just try to deliver that we feel the Lord's give us today. And I appreciate the service. I appreciate what our heart's already been made to feel, and appreciate the songs and everything that's been said and done thus far. There's nothing in this chapter, brethren, that the scripture says that was lost but didn't get found. Lost but didn't get found. It all got found. I'm not going to preach pretty much maybe on some of these things, but we've got just a thought this morning. We'll try our best to get ourselves on over out of the way. Just mind the Lord. Just do that. We feel He's laid on our hearts. There's some things, brethren, that our society today and our people today needs to recover. Now I want to talk just a little while about recovering what was lost. Recovering what was lost. There's some things that we look around and see, and even in our churches today, brethren, that's been lost. That happens no more. You say, preacher, you're not gonna bring and get on to us this morning. I'm gonna preach what the Lord give me, and I trust and pray this morning, and I want you to know and to realize that there's something in finding what was lost. They most certainly are. There's some things that, brethren, this people, our people, church people, people of this nation, my friend, needs to find that they
have lost. And brethren, it takes something this morning to recover what was lost. Now, there's a lot of people that have brethren's in the hospitals today, and some of them's got had surgeries, and they've had different things, and they've been put out into what they call rehab. And brethren, they go through rehab that they might recover some things that they're lost. And brethren, they a lot of them has lost the use. Brethren, of a lot of their limbs and a lot of their faculties. And brethren, it takes time to recover this morning. It most certainly does. These things, brethren, that needs to be recovered. They most certainly are. If you was down a leg, I'm just going to get a little bit plain with us, brethren. If we was down and we wasn't able to move, brethren, and we was told that we could exercise and rehab, thank God, and get back, brethren, most of what we was lost, brethren, we'd do it today. Yes, we would. Brethren, you know why they ain't too much getting found today? Brethren, they ain't too many folks looking. Brethren, looking for that they lost this morning. Brethren, there's something about losing. Bible says here, and I read it in your hearing, very first thing, my friend, a man had 100 sheep. 100. Brethren, he lost one. Just one he lost. And brethren, he went to find the lost sheep. These things, brethren, that's been lost that people never will recover. Never will. You can think about it, brethren. These people today, my friend, that are fully satisfied. Fully satisfied with exactly where they're at. Yes, they are. Yes, they are. These things, my friend, the Bible says, and I read it to you, he said, he immediately, brethren, left the 99 and searched for the one today. Searched for the one. Search, brethren, if anything's recovered, they gonna be some searching. Yes, they are. They gonna be some folks, my friend, trying to get a hold of something. Yes, sir. There's gonna be some folks, brethren, trying to get a hold of God because they've lost some things. These things this morning, brethren, that people's lost, that they're not looking for. Do you know that? They're not looking for them. They're not searching for them. They're absolutely not too interested in them. I've thought a lot of times, I had a knife. It's just simple. Simple things, but I had a knife that I toted every day. And brethren, that thing come up missing. It did, and I racked myself silly trying to find that one knife. I went everywhere I thought I'd been, and brethren, just trying to find that knife. I never did find that knife. Never did. A couple of years later, I reckon my son got up enough nerve to talk to me, my friend, about that knife. You know what he had done? He said, Daddy, he said, I lost your knife. Huh? Why? Why did he feel so bad? Why, brethren, I've looked for that thing. I've asked him time and time again. He didn't know nothing. Yes, sir. Now think about it. If he had just said, I lost it, my friend, I'd have quit looking. I wouldn't have looked no more. Bible says this woman had 10 pieces of silver. 10, brethren, that made her perfect. Yes, sir. Brethren, and she searched. Did she not diligently? Brethren, got the candle out. Brethren, swept the house. Brethren, we need a cleaning. We need a searching this morning. Yes, we do. For some things that are lost. Brethren, we've lost some things. We have. I'm afraid they sometimes won't be recovered. Won't be recovered. You say, preacher, you ought to get us a happy message. I'm happy, ain't you? Glory to God! But I'm concerned! Brethren, we've lost some things! Brethren, these things that used to bring peace unto us that don't bring peace anymore. There's things, I'll just preach. Brethren, there's things, my friend, that people would not do. Would not do on Sunday. My friend, that is lost. Lost, absolutely gone! Brethren, ain't in the picture no more! Their peace. Brethren, their peace. I believe if I lost my peace, I'd get to searching, wouldn't you? Yes, sir. Did you know this woman did not look for that tenth piece? She didn't look for that tenth piece until she realized it was gone! Brethren, she could not find it this morning. The saying is, my friend, you can't save them till they get lost. Do you know that? You can't save them till they get lost. No, sir. You say, preacher, everybody's lost. No, they ain't. No, sir. Brethren, there's more rejoicing over one sinner, huh, that repented than 99 that need no repentance. Is that what he said? Brethren, we've lost some things. Our joy, my friend, a lot of our joy's been lost. Yes, sir. Been lost. I don't know what we're waiting on sometimes. Do you? I really don't. You say, preacher, I just ain't happy where I'm at. Listen to me. If you're not happy, brother, get somewhere where you can be. Preacher, you'll run them off. Brother, now, if I'm going to do a few things, I'm going to enjoy some of it. Ain't you? I'm not going to come to the house of God and get beat up all the time. No, sir. If that's what it feels. No, sir. Brother, there's joy. There's happiness. Thank God in the Holy Ghost. Are they not? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. David, my friend, was a little lad. Young lad. Let's put it that way. Young lad. You know where David was? He kept his father's sheep. He kept his father's sheep. You know, I wonder sometimes, my friend, why we get in certain circumstances, don't you? Brother, sometimes it's just good for us to get there. You say, preacher, I can't believe that. I'll just be honest with you. I could complain a good bit about this past week or the past 2 weeks as far as that goes. But, my friend, just personally, my friend, I've had some of the aggravatingest time, my friend, that I've ever had. My friend, the last couple of weeks and this week's a little worse than last. My friend, but listen, my friend, I've not lost my joy. No, sir. No, sir. David, my friend, I believe the Lord knowed how to train a man, don't you? Yes, sir. David had no clue he had become king. I don't think kingship was on his mind. You know what was on his mind? Keeping his father's sheep. Yes, sir. Tending them sheep. Yes, sir. What did he do when a bear come? Can I ask you this morning, what would you do, brethren, if a bear come and got one? What would you do? You know what David done? Said he went after him, didn't he? Went after him. Brethren, there's one thing that bear wasn't going to get. There's that one little lamb. Yes, sir, that he had. Yes, sir. Think about it. Brethren, what have you lost this morning? I don't know. I don't know why. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to be as honest as I know how to be. I don't understand everything that's went on. But I can tell you this much. Brethren, there's some things we've lost. We've lost. You say, preacher, you ought to preach this somewhere else. Well, I'm right here. I'm right here. Yes, sir. There's some things, my friend, that needs to be brought back. I'm not talking, brethren, about what people had years and years and years ago. I'm talking about people right now that's lost something. Lost you want to. Yeah. Lost your desire. Yeah. Why, preacher, it's going to get better. We're in this thing together. How many times have you heard that? Just of late. We're in this thing together. Yeah, we're in this thing together. We're all sliding downhill together. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Preacher, brethren, we are losing some things. Brother, that needs to be brought back. You might have to wrestle a bear to get some of it. Do you know that? You might have to take an old lion by the beard. Yes, sir. Poppy, I know what a lion bear is. Glory to God! Glory! Brother, you don't know what you might fight. You don't know what you might face. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I don't think it's very easy altogether to go get that bear. I'll be honest with you, I doubt I'd run after one. Would you? Huh? Think about it. Brethren, it meant something to David to keep his father's sheep. To keep them. And brethren, when it come time for him to go out to battle, you know what he used? You know what David used? Brethren, he used what he knowed would work, my friend. Oh, I can't hardly spell this feller's name or even say it. Joseph Habedak, I think's his name. He got a new song out. All right, it's new to me. I'll put it that way. He said, my Goliath. My Goliath's going to come down, start tumbling down. My Goliath, I don't know, I ain't heard enough to tell you all about it, but I like it. I like it. Glory, hallelujah. And my friend, you might have a giant that you're facing. Brother, you need to get rid of him. Yes, sir. If you don't, you're going to lose. You know what that giant said to David? He said, am I a dog? Am I a dog? You send a rut of a boy out here, rut of a lad, he knowed he was young. Yes, sir, he knowed he was young. Now I'm going to tell you something, David hadn't lost nothing. Huh? There was hundreds of thousands of footmen over that should have been out to battle, my friend. They had lost something. They had lost their ability to fight. Yes, they had. Brethren, they was fearful. They was fearful. Had they not been fearful, they had went out against Goliath. Do you know what? They ain't none of them ever wrestled a bear or a lion. Huh? No, sir. Think about it. Think about it. Recovering that which is lost. I've seen folks, my friend, I've seen my own dad. He had four or five bypass surgery. He is down there in St. Joseph Hospital, and in that wing, it just went around. How they done it just went around. And each stage, every stage of that wing around there, in other words, that's one step closer to home. Huh? They went around, they was seven steps in there. They kept them 7 days if they done very well. Kept them 7 days. I watched him, he went first stage, second stage, he went 7 days. 7 days, just boom. Brethren, he bypassed people who had been in there for weeks, had the same surgery. Listen. But brethren, when he come out of there, he didn't come running. Huh? He still had a desire to work. He still had a desire to live. Brethren, he still had a want to. And brethren, it did not take him very long to recover. Do you hear me? Brethren, a few years later, he had hardening of arteries, what he had. Poor circulation, poor. I don't know altogether, my friend, but they had a surgery. I'm still talking about recovery. Brethren, he had this surgery and they put what they call a fabricated upside down Y. My friend, in him to where he gets some flow going through his lower extremities. Had none. Listen, his question to the doctor was, when can I go back to work? When can I go back to work? You know what? Didn't even have the surgery. He is already wanting to know when he'd go back to work. I had a desire, didn't he? He had a desire to go on, get this done, go on. Brethren, let's recover from that we've lost today. You know what the doctor told him? He said, you can forget going back to work. That's what he told him. He said, you won't go back. I'm afraid. I watched my dad, my friend, for about 3.5 months not get out of the bed. You hear me? Here to there. Back to there. Here to there. Back to there. 1 year to the day, nearly. 1 year, he walked in that doctor's office and he looked at that doctor and he said, when can I go back to work? Huh? Yeah. 1 year. Doctor said, okay. He said, 2 hours a day. 2 hours a day. Do you see the recovery? Do you see the recovery? Huh? He's ready to go back. He had that desire. Brethren, the doctor said two hours a day you can work. Think about it. You know what my dad done? He took 2 hours. Huh? Took 2 hours. He wanted to gain. He wanted to gain what he had lost. Yes, sir. But brethren, that type of surgery takes a lot out of a person. Huh? Takes a lot of stamina. Takes a lot of strength. Takes a lot of muscle. Takes a lot of physical. Physical. Listen to me. I'm not talking about us being strong physically. Brethren, we need to be strong spiritually. Brethren, people are dying all around us. Yes, they are. Hear me. Hear me. Build it up, build it up. Wasn't too long. You went 8 hours a day. Do you know what he found out? He found out he'd done it for several months. But he found out he couldn't hold out. Huh? Couldn't hold out 8 hours a day. Huh? Didn't quit. Huh? Just sized her down a little. Huh? Still done it. Still got by. Still done what he needed to do. Listen, he recovered. Brother, he recovered all he could. Some of us just need to recover all we can. Huh? All we can. You listen to me. Time has made a change, hasn't it, Doyle? Huh? In many ways. In many ways. That right, Leroy? Brethren, there ain't any of us, brethren, want to admit that our stamina's going away. That our strength is going away. Brethren, I can run just as fast as I believe I ever could. But brethren, I can't run as far. Do you know that? You'd outrun me. You would. Because I'd give out. I wouldn't make it. Ain't no way. Ain't got the ability. No, sir. Truth of it is, I really don't care where I run or not. That's got a lot to do with it. Just to be honest, you say, preacher, you ought not say that. That's what I'm talking about. I've probably lost some things because I ain't used them. But the fact of it is, I'm probably not going to. You know that? Preacher, I wouldn't tell us that. The truth of it is people won't tell you. They won't tell you that. I get up, my friend, every day. I go to work every day. Brethren, I try to hold in there just as long as I can. And I'm just going to be honest with you. About Thursdays, brethren, about Thursdays afternoons, they could probably shoot me and I wouldn't know it. I about had it. Huh? Yeah. I bow heads about where I'm at. It's where I'm at. And I had my first pacemaker in. I pastored here. Y'all know that. My only question to that doctor after I figured out I had to have a pacemaker, and right before they put it in, I said, Doc, I want to know one thing. What am I going to be limited on? Yes, sir. That's what I wanted to know. What am I going to be limited on? He said, there'd be a 30 days you can't pick up 2 pounds. Don't raise your arms over your head. Yes, sir. 30 days. I said, and after 30 days, he said, you can do what you want to. Glory! He shouldn't have told me that. Brother, 30 days was nothing to me. Do you know that? I took him at his word. Yes, sir. You know why? Because I wanted to recover. I wanted to go on. I didn't want to slow down. The truth of it is, I ain't going to slow down. Asked her. She's sitting right there. Yeah. Asked her. It wouldn't do me no good to retire too early. No, it wouldn't. I'm going to do something for somebody somewhere. Glory to God, I ain't going to sit at home. I ain't no sit at home person. I just ain't done it. Why, preacher, you ought not look at it like that. Well, how else am I going to look at it? Huh? I'm one of them, my friend, I got to be doing something. I can't help that. I can't help it. Do we want to recover what we've lost? Do we? Do we want to recover from the state of which we're in? Do we want to recover some of those things? I think there's a reason that things are said sometimes. I most certainly do. Jeff talking about them, that just he had the privilege of being around a little. I wished this morning. I really do. I wish this morning that you could see, my friend, the state that you're in. Because the truth of it is, if we don't see the state we're in, we ain't going to do very much. No, we're not. I'll promise you, it's just like this time of year. Them birds, my friend, and them little chicks, they're hatching. Brother, you let one get out of the nest, and I'll tell you, them birds will flog you to death if you get around them. You might not even know you're around them. But if you get around them, my friend, they'll flog you to death. You know why? It's one of theirs. But the fact of it is, they can't help them very much once they get out of that nest. They can't help them. They ain't got the strength themselves. Them little chicks sometimes is about as big as they are. Yeah. But them chicks can't fly. They ain't had the chance and the opportunity for mama or dad to show them how to fly or to get everything organized and to ready. Brethren, but I want you to know they'll do all they can for that chick. Brethren, until they can't do no more. What have we lost? Do we want to recover it? Do we? Do we want to recover? We got revival, fixing to have your first revival in over a year. Huh? Think about it. Think about it. Brethren, there's some things that me and you need to realize. Brethren, that it takes for the mother church to perform her duties, brother, spiritually, and it goes from household to household. These bodies that makes up the members of this church, and we are members of this church. We all know the story of the prodigal son. I read it to you. You've heard it preached on. It's been preached this way. It's been preached that way. But if you follow the scriptures, there's three things lost in this scripture, and there's three things found. According. And every one of them that found what they had lost, what did they do? Did they not rejoice? They didn't rejoice alone. The Bible said they got the neighbors. They gathered them all around. Brethren, we gonna rejoice. Thank God we found what was lost. Isn't it joyful? Isn't it joyful when people repent? Isn't it joyful? Doesn't it bring joy to the heart and joy to the soul? Doesn't it? I think a lot of times, my friend, that we need sometimes just a spiritual cleansing. Just a spiritual cleansing. A spiritual refreshing. Refreshing. There was a time, let me say this, brethren, about David. We all know David's situation. We all know that David sinned. He sinned in the sight of God, and God brought judgment against David. He most certainly did. He said, David, you've done this thing secretly. He said, but I'm going to bring judgment against you openly. Openly. He said, you give Israel a great occasion to sin. Exactly what he told him. David lost some things. You get to reading about David's life from that day for a couple of 3 years, I'll say. You get to reading about David's life, my friend, and there was turmoil and confusion and deception and everything else come up right in his own household. Out of his own children, Absalom, Amnon, Tamar, all them. And brethren, but they come a day, brethren, that the enemy come in and took all of David's goods. Took his wives and all his goods. And took it with him. But did you know? You say, preacher, that was God's judgment. Yes, it was. Yes, it was. But you know what David done? David said, not so. He said, I'm going and getting them. Huh? I'm going to go and get that they've took. Or that I've lost. Can you see it? Brother, they gotta be some action in finding what's lost. I might be strange, but I'm just going to tell you. I love to see people, my friend, that when they're broken, that they'll come. Come and get things fixed up. Rather than when they get up, you know what? They ain't broken no more. They ain't broken no more. They found what they'd lost. They found that they needed. David didn't charge anything with the Lord. You know that? He didn't charge the Lord for all that come upon him. He realized who had sinned. He realized what it was that it took to satisfy God for his sin. He said, I'd burn my body. I'd give my body. Burn. He said, but it wouldn't satisfy you. It wouldn't satisfy you, Lord. I've heard people say, well, I'll do this and that'll take care of this. It won't know such a thing. There's not anything to take the place of repentance. Do you know that? If you need to repent, my friend, there ain't but one thing you're going to have to do, and that's repent. Just repent. Just good old-fashioned repentance. Yes, sir. You'll find you an altar somewhere. Well, preacher, it's got to be here. Well, who said it had to be? It ain't got to be, but I'll say this. If the Lord's drawing you here, you ain't going to find you another. No, sir. You won't make it right in the back corner somewhere and never say a thing about it. I'll promise you. Glory. Just say, preacher, there's something wrong with you. Now, friend, I'll promise you. You'll come back just like the prodigal son did. He said, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. And what he told him? Huh? You know, a lot of folks said that the old prodigal repented over in the hog pen, but he did no such thing. He said, I know what I'll do. He had good intentions. Can I tell you this? You can sit right there and have good intentions. Leave this house just as wrong as you was when you come. Or a little worse. Yes, sir. Or a little worse. But brethren, when he really repented is when he come face to face with his Father and he said, Father, I have sinned. Yes, sir. And I'm no longer worthy to be called thy son. You know what the Father said? He said, go get the robe. Huh? Go get the shoes. Brother, go get the fatted calf. Kill it. We go rejoice. Thank God he is dead, but now he's alive. That what he said? He is lost, but now he's found. Huh? Yes, sir. Ain't it good to be found? Yeah. Yeah. Thank the good Lord. Recovering that which is lost. I've seen many of people go into rehab. You have too. Surgeries, this and that. And I've sat and talked to a lot of them, and they're a lot of them be on that machine, they're working them legs, they'd had knees put in, they'd had hips put in. went into an old boy one day, and he'd busted a bone. He was a young fella, but he had rods sticking here and rods sticking there, and it just looked awful to me. And he said, it don't hurt. And he just was jerking that thing around like this and that, but he had to keep them there for so many days. And my friend, what was he doing, preacher? He was recovering. Brother, that he fully recovered of it. It takes time. You know what we forget sometimes is that it takes time. It takes time. Sister Geneva probably is discouraged. Probably is depressed. Her sister's over, and she thinks she had part of that. She does. And she's made it and her daughter didn't. Huh? Preacher, you trying to get us down? Not a bit in this world. I work with a fella. I'll bring my remarks to a close. Folks, I want you to know it takes something to recover. You know why some folks don't live after this or after that? I'm not going to pick on Josephine, but I'm going to tell Josie. Y'all know. Frank Owens died. Josie Owens died also. Oh, preacher, she lived so many months. What'd you say? 18? 18 months. She wasn't living. Asked them. Well, preacher, she is here. Was she? Huh? Wasn't none of them. She told me over there and probably several others, my friend, she said, you know, said my kids doing all they can, but said, it just don't work. It just don't work. It ain't the same. Huh? She didn't know what she was going to do when Frank died. No, she didn't. She had no clue. Why, and she had kids that'd do anything in this world for her. Anything. But folks, part of her had died. Had died. I worked with an old boy. He's from Guatemala. When he first come to America, he went to work for us down at Markham. Young feller. I didn't realize, but about 2 years ago, he come to work over here. Where are we at now? Down at Bowes. And he said, I can't believe. He said, I just can't believe that I'm working for you again. I said, well, I'm glad to have you. A lot of them didn't like him around there. Some of them probably still don't like him around there. Some of them got to going against him. And I told Greg, he's the boss. I said, that man is a good worker. I said, they'll leave him alone. I said, he'll make you a good one. He's still there, by the way. Last week, not this week, but week before last, his 21-year-old boy going to work in the afternoon, drunk driver across the road, run him off the road, he hit a curb, about a 7-8 inch curb, throwed him over the bars, slapped him right on that curb, broke his neck, 21-year-old. 21-year-old. And I've caught that man 4 or 5 times since then. Get up close to him, start to ask him a question because I'm trying to find out something. And brother, there's tears just running down his cheeks. He told me Friday, he said, how? He said, how do you get over it? He's a good Christian. Good Christian. He said, I'm going to come. You're going to pray for me. I said, anytime. 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 He said, how do you get over it? I said, son, you don't get over it. You don't get over it. No, sir. Ours been gone 16 years. Huh? 16 years. Well, preacher, does it get better? It'll get better sometime. And sometimes it gets a little worse. Precious memories, huh? Precious memories. I got them. You better believe I got them. Yes, sir. Now, I'm going to tell you something, folks. It's hard to recover some things that are lost. Preacher, I didn't figure you'd say that. It's hard to recover some things that are lost. What do you do? You recover the best you can. Huh? You recover the best you can. You do all you can do with everything that you've got to do with. And brethren, you just hope that the Lord bless you in the meanwhile. I don't know your heart this morning. I believe with all my heart, and I've said this before, but I believe with all my heart, the day that prodigal son left was the day his father started looking for him to come back. And when he seen him a great way off, the Bible says, it didn't say the son ran. It said the father ran. The father ran upon him and cleaved to him because that son was lost. And now he's found. I don't know what you've lost this morning. I really don't. You might, preacher, it just wasn't a real shouting message. Well, it might not have supposed to be. But I'm going to tell you something, church. There's some things that's been lost that we need to find. We need to find. Not just for our well-doings. It's already been said, but for those that are younger, those that are coming on, they need to see some things. Yeah. And you know what? They're not going to see them out of the people you saw them out of. It'll be us. It'll come from us or they won't see it. It'll come from those of you that make up the body of this church. And if there's anything in your life, my friend, that you've lost, all that I'm going to ask you this morning, why don't you get to seeking? Why don't you get to searching? If you'll find in all three of those instances, my friend, they was something put forth. They was something put forth, my friend, in finding what was lost. Come get a verse of a song. That's going to be the message. David went and he brought home that they had took from him. He most certainly did. He went and brought it home. There was no rejoicing like the rejoicing the day that David brought Goliath down. After that battle, the Bible says that they came into the city and David was leaping and carrying on. And the song was given out that Saul had slew his thousands, but David had slew his 10,000s. Huh? They was rejoicing. Rejoicing. And they were some of them a little bit jealous of David. One of them being Saul. One of them being Saul. I'll say that you'll be able to rejoice in the day of battle if you'll find what you've lost this morning. While we stand, sing a verse, some song.